Nolte, from globetrotting reporter to Uber driver peeing behind tree raging against Trump. By John Nolte on March 23, 2026. One day, he was making $130,000 per year, dashing around Europe as a foreign correspondent for Reuters. Next, he was making $130 a day as an Uber driver, pissing behind a tree cursing Donald Trump. And he wants us to feel sorry for him. And he wants us to blame Trump for his lousy life choices. In Canada, I made about $130,000 a year, writes 55-year-old Steve Shearer in the far-left nation. Today, he writes that in America, driving for Uber, I'm unlikely to exceed the $38,680 a year that is the federal poverty guideline for a family of five. In my previous jobs, he brags, I interviewed prime ministers and CEOs and documented humanitarian disasters for media organizations with a global reach. Now I provide a basic service, and I wait for my phone to beep. On one particular day, he tells us, I made $130 in a little less than 5 hours. Since I'm 55 and have the bladder of a 3-year-old, I had to find a place to pee 3 times. Welcome to Donald Trump's America, I muttered to myself as I whipped into a city park to take a leak behind a tree. And then came my favorite part. While making so little money, he wondered how the misguided and aggressive targeting of the very people who serve us breakfast, teach our children, fix our cars, clean our hotel rooms, and comfort our sick, is making America great? Not once did he wonder if he and others in his situation might make something closer to a living wage if they didn't have to compete with all that illegal labor. But he's a real journalist, don't know. Here's a guy whose far-left political biases undoubtedly contributed to the demise of his trade, journalism, and by extension his job. Does he recognize this? Nope. Good grief, who did he run to cry baby? The far-left nation. What does that tell you? But even at age 55 and hitting bottom as an Uber driver peeing behind a tree, he has zero self-awareness. He even blames the recent newsroom cuts at the Washington Post on owner Jeff Bezos for putting money and currying favor with Trump ahead of democracy. Now that he has been forced back into the United States, he admits he split up his family over an irrational fear of ICE. My wife remains in Italy, where she has health care and feels more secure after our disorienting departure from Canada. She also fears being deported if she were to join us in the U.S. For the public schools, he's determined to continue to living in Fairfax, Virginia, which is expensive. So his 80-ish dad had to co-sign an apartment lease for him and his 3 teenagers. Why not move to Mississippi, where the cost of living is much cheaper and the schools are better? People who live like he apparently did, as though the good times will last forever, make no sense to me. And based on this man's life today, that's the only conclusion I can come to. He's 55 years old, married to an Italian woman, and an American living in a foreign country, Canada. He should have been getting his life in order years ago. Him becoming an Italian citizen, her becoming a U.S. citizen, socking away retirement savings, getting his house in Canada paid off, etc. Add to that the fact that the warning signs in his particular profession were everywhere. The wolf wasn't at the door in the corporate media. The wolf was in the living room. But there is a sense of entitlement and self-importance with these people that has led so many to ruin. That has led to them to peeing behind a tree, raging against the orange bad man, and then publicizing that fact without embarrassment. You'd have to have ice in your veins not to laugh.